You know, I'd like to be able to say that we did, but I'm afraid not. I think the incentives to just keep business as usual going as long as we possibly can, those incentives are so huge. And the oil industry is so powerful, not just on the national scale, but also, you know, in the Gulf. I mean, the Gulf economy is so dependent on oil and gas that everyone just wants to believe that the problem wasn't as bad as it really was, that our vulnerability isn't as great as it really is, and that we can just continue doing what we're doing.
We're talking to you on the one-year anniversary of the BP oil disaster. What do you think has changed in the petroleum landscape, if anything, since then?
Well, you know, I actually expected, last time we talked many months ago, I actually expected that a lot more would change than actually has. We haven't seen anything from Congress at all in terms of change in the laws around offshore drilling. We have seen some mild regulatory changes from U.S. Department of Energy and EPA, but and of course we saw some delays, particularly for BP in opening up new drilling. But it looks as though for most of the Gulf, you know, drilling is sort of getting back to business as usual. So I guess in one sense you could say not that much has changed. There are something like 27,000 abandoned and plugged wells in the Gulf of Mexico and about 3,200 wells that have been drilled but aren't producing, that haven't been plugged. So, you know, given the current regulatory environment and continued drilling and these unplugged wells, basically the same thing could happen again tomorrow.
What is your take on President Obama's recent announcement that he wants to, you know, reduce importation of fossil fuels over the next decade?
Well, you know, that's basically what every president has said since Jimmy Carter. So in that sense, it's nothing new. A general sort of goal like that has to be accompanied by specific policy initiatives that actually are capable of accomplishing that goal. And I didn't hear anything in the speech that would get us where basically we all want to go. I mean, people on the political left and political right all want to see U.S. less dependent on foreign oil imports, sometimes for different reasons. But, you know, there's no easy way to get us there. The easy way, I guess, would be if the U.S. just had lots and lots of untapped oil reserves, like many people on the political right tend to say and believe. But that just isn't true. The U.S. is the most explored country on the face of planet Earth. More oil wells have been drilled in the U.S. than in the rest of the world put together. So, yes, there are some untapped places. There are a few places that are off limits, but we're not going to get any substantial amounts from those places, certainly not enough to make the U.S. Independent of imports. Unless, and here's the hard answer to the problem, unless we reduce the amount of oil that we're using. And if President Obama had made a policy initiative that said, look, you know, we just need to dramatically reduce the amount of oil that we use, and we'll do that by, you know, dramatically increasing fuel efficiency standards for cars and trucks, by subsidizing public transportation and rail wherever we can, and by just creating incentives for cities to redesign their infrastructure so that people don't have to travel so far in order to get to work or to get to stores. That would have been a serious initiative in this direction, but that's not what I heard, unfortunately.